Unit 21. The Postal System. The Chinese postal system offers more services than its American counterpart. For instance, most newspapers are delivered by mail. Also, in the days when private phones were few and far between, telephones in the post office provided one of the few options for making domestic and international long-distance calls. Even today, the bigger branch offices contain phone booths. However, fewer people are lining up to use them, as phone cards and private phones become more and more common. A relatively new service that is gaining in popularity is Postal Savings, which offers a convenient alternative to traditional banks. Consumers can now open a savings account at any major post office. Foreigners using the postal system may encounter more red tape than they are used to. Packages and boxes must be left open for postal clerks to inspect before they can be mailed. Sending audio or video materials often requires prior authorization at a designated government office. The government considers these precautions necessary to prevent the dissemination of pornographic or anti-government materials.
我坐地铁去我的朋友那儿吃晚饭.
Or Chinese word order. A salient feature of Chinese word order is the observance of the chronological principle. Note the example in the title, which means, I'm going to take the subway to go to my friend's place to have dinner. In English, you could also say, I'm going to my friend's place by subway to have dinner. Not so in Chinese. In Chinese, the word order is determined by the sequence of actions. You must get on the subway before you can go to your friend's place. You have to go to the place before you can have dinner there. Similarly, to say that you're going to pick up a friend at the airport, you must literally say, I'm going to drive my car to go to the airport to pick up my friend. Saying, I'm going to pick up my friend at the airport is not possible in Chinese. Another example is the English sentence, My son is studying at Boston University. Because you have to be at the university before you can study there, Chinese says literally, My son at Boston University is studying. Here again, the chronological principle is at work. Another factor affecting word order in Chinese is topicalization. When someone or something has already been mentioned, or is the focus or topic of a discussion, then that thing or person must be stated first. For instance, if a Chinese person were asked, Where did all the tea go? He or she might answer, The tea, I finished it all, rather than saying, I finished all the tea.